welcome. Can you hear me? Does the microphone work? No? You can hear it? There we go. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. So, welcome to Wednesday night. And I have one announcement. People going to BCYF, we need to meet here at 4 p.m. on Friday. So, and then we'll come back after lunch on Sunday. So, if you have any questions, just let me know. Does anybody have any announcements? Yes, Michael. She's in the hospital. Okay. Any other prayer requests or praise reports? Ms. Pam? I thank you a lot for all the prayers and everything. And everything happened when I was in Memphis, and that it was just really frustrating not being able to be there, but knowing that Miss Pam and Liz were with her. So I came back, and I didn't speed. Miss Pam kept on saying, "Don't speed." I didn't speed, but I got there right as she was going into surgery. So thank you for the people who were helping with her. Miss Pam? What's her name? Also, she said that Dot, someone passed away. Hold on, let me see. Dot Boyd? Is that Morgan Boyd's grandmother or something? But I told her I'd put her on our prayer list. Any others? Okay. Michael?
Oh, Michael.
Say what?
Yeah, that's right. Micah had a birthday yesterday. He's 5 now.
Oh. He's not in here, is he?
I don't know, is he? He's lying down on the chairs.
Do we want to sing happy birthday real quick?
Sure. I'm sure he'd love that.
Can he come up here? Alexander's going to pray for us. And then we're going to worship, and then Carly Turco has a message for us.
All right. Okay. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day, and please bless all the people that are on the prayer list and those unspoken on the prayer list. Please be with all the people in this church as we worship your name tonight. Let us play your music through you, and let Carly deliver your message through you. And Lord, please let all the people know that through Christ you can do anything. Amen.
All right, let's stand up, and we'll open our evening with a cheerful song. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout. We come into the presence of the Lord, so let's rejoice.
I'm not afraid. Together, Lord, all together worthy, all
worship you, to remember about what you've done for us, what you paid for us to save us. And while we're preparing this season, our hearts to remember about your sufferings, your love, and then your resurrection. Let our hearts be focused on you, and our minds will bring you all glory, and we ask you to forgive us for everything we do that doesn't bring glory to you. And we want to be renewed tonight, refreshed, so we have this power to tell about you to the rest of the world, so they do not perish but have everlasting life. You created the whole universe, and you prepared a wonderful life for us.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God, all powerful, untamable. Our stars, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Who imagined the sun and gives source to its light? Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God, incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God, all powerful, untamable. Our stars, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
You may be seated. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart I worship you. All I have
Talking about perseverance. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, It says, anything is possible for someone who has faith. Life is a great process for overcoming troubles. The amazing power of belief enables us to overcome. It is not easy to overcome weaknesses, tragedy, sorrow, and anguish. But if the love of Christ is there, then there is the power of belief to overcome it. When we fail at something such as a test in school, or losing a ball game, or even breaking up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, it's easy to say, life stinks and I quit. It's much harder to say to yourself, wow, that was bad, but I'm going to work even harder next time and I know that I'll succeed. That's perseverance. It is not whether a problem will ruin you or make you, but rather how you handle that problem. You don't have to stand up to a problem alone, and this is a really great thing. If we try and fight our battles alone, we'll lose because we alone are so much smaller than God. We should be forever mindful and grateful that we are not alone. The author of the book, The Positive Thinking Bible, by Norman Vincent Peale, says, the secret then is to stand up to your problem by taking it and doing all you can about it. Then put it in God's hands, turning it over to Him. Turn away from the problem and turn to God. When you pick up the problem again, it will be the way He wants it, and you'll get your answer. It may be a no, it may be a wait a while, it may be a yes, but it will be right. We all have everyday struggles that we turn over to God. For instance, this year I'm taking honors chemistry, which is obviously my hardest class. I struggle with the way the teacher teaches, and I struggle to maintain a good grade because my mom is all about that 4.0. Every time that period rolls around, I want to run the other way, but God gives me the strength to walk in that door and sit through another torturous lesson. Every time before a test, I always find myself talking to God, asking Him not to let me fail. And so far, we've done pretty well together. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22 says, our Lord, we belong to you. We tell you what worries us, and you won't let us fall. This is what we have to remember when we are dealing with our toughest problems. Find the toughness that is within you and use it to fight your hardest battles. God created strength in all of us. Christianity wouldn't have survived all these many years if God hadn't created persistence in us all. And we have a Savior who is the toughest of all. Jesus Christ is unyielding in His faith, His insights, His strength, and His wisdom. If you accept Him, He becomes a part of you, and nothing can overwhelm you. Problems on the outside can be solved through your inner, tough inner spirit and faith. It is easy to praise the Lord when things go your way, but it's much harder to give thanks when things don't go your way. Take Job, for example. The Bible tells us that Job was blameless and upright. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he was also very wealthy. In Job chapter 1, verse 8, God tells us there is no one on earth like him. He is a truly good person who respects me and refuses to do evil. Then Satan asked to test Job to prove he would turn away from God. Satan killed Job's family, his servants, and took all his wealth. But through it all, Job never lost faith, and he persevered. Because of this, God blessed Job even more, and he became even wealthier and lived a long, happy life with his new family. In James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the persistence of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. James is telling us that while life can be a struggle, it's also a blessing. Even though life is hard and painful, we can persevere because God is there. My Aunt Carol was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer at the age of 40. For the next 18 months, she battled her cancer very courageously. She endured 2 separate brain surgeries, numerous rounds of chemotherapy, and weeks of radiation. Through it all, she kept her sense of humor and upbeat attitude. My mom said she never complained and never asked, why me? Aunt Carol told my mom that the first thing she did when she woke up every morning was to thank God that He had given her another beautiful day to live. Aunt Carol persevered through her illness. It changed her physical appearance, but luckily not her generous spirit. Eventually, the cancer caused her face to become partially paralyzed, and it made half of her face and mouth droop. Her vision became poor, and she had double vision, so she had to wear these scary eye patches over her eyes with only a tiny hole in the middle of each patch. The steroid she had to take caused her body to swell to the point that she didn't look like Aunt Carol anymore. She lost all of her hair, and her legs became so weak that she could no longer walk. Yet each morning she woke up and thanked God for giving her another beautiful day. Near the end, it was Aunt Carol who had to tell my mom, my grandma, and the rest of the family that it was going to be okay when she died. She was going to a wonderful place where she would dance with Elvis, and she thought that she might even share a glass of wine with Jesus. It was Aunt Carol's perseverance and strength that got the rest of the family through her illness. My Aunt Carol died on May 9, 2000, at the age of 42. I ask all of you today that if you have lost confidence in your ability to persevere, then make a list of all your strengths and say to yourself, anything is possible for someone who has faith. Then pray about it. God will give you the courage to move ahead.
Thank you so much, Carly. That's a great inspiration. The song that we're going to close the evening with, you can find in your hymnals, 309, those who would like to follow. It's been a while since we sang this song. It was with Susan. Let's take this message that we heard tonight and take it to the world as this song tells us. Let's stand up.
once again, thank you so much for this evening and the chance to come together and to hear some scripture and the message from Carly. And we thank you so much for her words tonight. God, I pray that you do give us perseverance and that even through the hard times, we can give praise to you. Be with us as we go out into the world today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.
Patrick, have we announced that there is no Wednesday night next week? No food next week.
Thank you.